Just the kind of hot pursuit. First of all, I completely agree with everything Amy just said. And I want to emphasize again, yes, the domestic politics is a very big factor in all that. So this is again, these issues are always political, but it is also, in my view, it is extremely important, especially given that these things could get into political arena in a very kind of loud way. It is particularly important to have mechanisms of handling those disputes. People could argue whether those mechanisms are effective or not, whether they could address this particular problem, but that's a different kind of conversation, and I think that gives the domestic political debate and sometimes international political debate a kind of a more room for finding solutions. For example, you probably know that some time ago, one of the U.S. officials made a statement to the effect that Russia is not conducting activities that are not in compliance, would not be in compliance with the CDBTO, the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Tests. Without the actual treaty to be there, these words just kind of left hanging there, and they are kind of a poisoning a lot of discussions and a lot of conversations, and they are because we don't have the treaty to kind of a fall back to, we don't have the established procedure that could handle this properly because the treaty is not in force, the outcome is again it's really is not helping to create the kind of a understanding of the issue and resolving this in a kind of reasonable manner.